The cultural and artistic relations between Venice and the Ottoman Empire are explored through art. Venice and the Ottoman Empire looks at four centuries of commerce between the two powers. Right now, it's showing at the First Art Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. Stefano Carboni is guest curator and tells us it's an opportunity to see the connections of history, culture, diplomacy, and art.
I'm a Venetian who grew up in Venice, and so I've always had the perspective of trying to put in some kind of connection for the general public, since I became a museum curator at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, to try to have a better understanding of the complex relationship between Venice, in particular, but between the West, as it's usually described, and the East.
Allegra Bistrocchi is the consul of Italy based in Detroit, Michigan. She agrees the pieces are significant to all Americans.
Italy has been a crossroads in the Mediterranean for centuries. And fast forward a couple of centuries, the U.S. is a crossroads now and a melting pot of so many different nationalities, cultures, countries. I feel there is a lot of assonance, so we can feel the, you know, very close to this exhibit, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Venice and the Ottoman Empire features works made from ceramics, glass, and metal. There are also paintings, prints, and textiles, all of which give us a strong sense of the Venetian and Ottoman cultures. Trinita Kennedy of the Frist says one of the paintings that stands out to her is Portrait of a Doge.
Painted by an artist named Vittore Carpaccio in the early 16th century. And you can see the Doge in his palace. And there's a window where you see the sea beyond, and there's some ships. And I think that it really kind of captures Venice as a maritime power.
A Doge was the ruler of Venice, and not connected to the modern financial term.
So it's very interesting that the term has acquired new connotations recently.
We'll also see pieces with spiritual and religious themes. As Kennedy says, that was an important part of Venetian life.
Venice was a religious Christian city, and we have a really wonderful painting of the Virgin and Child at the beginning. And what's really interesting about it is behind the Virgin you can see a textile hanging behind her, a cloth of honor, and it's inspired by Ottoman textiles. So the floral motifs all come from the East.
But wait, there's more. Venice and the Ottoman Empire even has objects that were salvaged from a shipwreck in the 16th century. Carboni notes there were many shipwrecks during the 400-year time period, but this one is very well documented.
We know where it sank, we know what was the cargo, we know who was the captain of the ship, we know everything about it, and it's fantastic to be able to show that this ship was going from Venice to Istanbul carrying a lot of works, especially in glass, for the palaces of the Ottoman Sultan. And they are here in the exhibition, so it's a wonderful way to make people understand directly, without really many complex words, what this was about.
Carboni believes many more people are familiar with Venice than with the Ottoman Empire. That's one reason he is glad the exhibition has been seen in several American cities.
It was in Raleigh, North Carolina before, then it went to Savannah, Georgia, and this is a wonderful final venue for it. And I think that it's great that these type of exhibitions that are maybe a bit exotic, if you think, for the general public, are here. This is here in Tennessee, and I do hope that people will come and see it and will have a much better understanding of a broader aspect of the history and culture of the past in order to understand better what's going on in the present.
Kennedy says the art covers a major period in the history of the Mediterranean and of two very different places.
Venice being a Christian power and the Ottomans being a Muslim power. And we're looking at how the two of them exchanged ideas, how wonderful it was for both of them during times of peace to exchange food and spices and textiles and all of these wonderful scientific ideas as well. It was very fruitful when trade and peace were happening. So I think that there's lessons for today that you can take away from that.
Venice and the Ottoman Empire runs until September 1st at the Frist. For detailed information on the exhibit and related programs, go to fristartmuseum.org. fristartmuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.